Hello, welcome to Dailyish for June 21st, Wednesday, June 21st, actually. It's currently 16 or so and feels like 16. But this is not a weather podcast, but this podcast is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can visit to support, find out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month, like some other awesome, amazing folks. And Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go. So we've been busy with good stuff behind the scenes, like I've been saying, and we've got a couple new shows that are coming, and I'm kind of excited about them. And we're not quite ready to launch, but I'm doing the thing where you talk about it ahead of time, even though it's not quite there. But it's there. So if you stick around, I'll tell you how to, you can find it, and then you can go subscribe to it, and you'll be notified when the shows actually officially launch. So the first one is a show called High Contrast, which is a conversation Kyle Roderick and I are having where we'll sort out the ways we agree or disagree on a given topic with kind of a technology bent, technology focus. So streaming services, note-taking apps, photos, storage, iPhone versus Android. We're kind of both, you know, probably far too polite to really disagree. But we've recorded three episodes right now and like I said, the Patreon folks, supporters had opportunity to hear it. Whether they chose to listen or not is up to them. Got some good feedback there. Also the Stuffy Slack. So other people who support other shows on good stuff, things like that. Good feedback there. And it's kind of just an excuse for Kyle and I to chat. And that's kind of where I start podcasts sometimes is like a friend or somebody who I don't have a good reason to talk with. Otherwise I just make up a show and then we have to talk because you got to stick to a weekly schedule or something like that. So we'll talk about good stuff and life and business and all that kind of stuff, but also kind of with, that'll be the sort of preamble. And then the meat of the show, or vegetarian of the show, depending on your preferences, will be sort of a given topic of each episode that we'll sort of deep dive on deep dish pizza. Way Too Seriously is the other show that's coming from Paul and Jan, actually, or Jan and Paul, depending on which way you would prefer to introduce them as. He's a doctor, she's a librarian, something like that. No, that's not the premise of the show, but they are parents who are going to be talking about kids' movies, but taking it a little too seriously, looking at the implicit biases, the assumptions, and the thematic implications of a movie that otherwise generally gets, you know, fairly glossed over in kind of just the soundtrack or the fun of the movie is what most folks would focus on. So they have got a bunch of episodes already recorded and we're kind of hoping to start releasing those Friday as I record this. And so you can check that out there. The folks who are behind Clockworks, the Legion podcast. So if you liked the sounds of them in that podcast, you may also like this one. I don't think it's a parenting podcast per se, but it is looking at kids' movies. So you can take that for what you will. And so both will be launching soon. Like I said, if you want to sneak in and subscribe now, you'll be able to listen to the first episode or two of each. So goodstuff.fm/highcontrast is for the one show and goodstuff.fm/WTS for Way Too Seriously. And you can subscribe and do the iTunes thing or whatever, however you like to subscribe and help us launch the shows. And then of course, be sure to share them and stuff. I won't be putting the links in the show notes yet just because they're not officially there. But you can sort of sneak in the back door as it were.
And now for something completely different.
Just for a bit of fun, the other night I was putting the kids to bed and I thought I'd record a little bit of the conversation. They knew I was recording, so it wasn't anything that they weren't aware of. But just thought I'd record and see what happened in sort of a bit of like just the bedtime routine. For anybody who doesn't have kids, this is kind of like, I forget what time it was exactly. Let's say it was almost 8 o'clock. Their bedtime's 8 o'clock. As the parent, you're kind of like so close to the finish line. It's like you've run a marathon. The 45 minute to half an hour to hour, depending on how long the whole routine goes, marathon of putting kids to bed and you're nearing the finish line. And that is inevitably when kids start to ramp up. You've been trying to calm them down. We do like story time. We do bath time sometimes. Maybe you have a bedtime snack or whatever, kind of like chilling down the day, getting them ready for bed. And just as they're like climbing into bed is when all of a sudden there's this last little burst of gasp of energy to try and salvage the rest of this day. And so this is what you're about to hear from three little rugrats munchkins that decided to live in our house. So enjoy or not. You can stop right now if you don't want to hear what kids sound like as they're going to bed. There's some cute laughter from my daughter, and that's worth sticking around for. There's also the catchphrase that you shouldn't listen to that my kids are still repeating from a bunch of episodes ago, 2 months ago, probably in real life. So you don't want to listen to that either. And that'll be the episode. Otherwise, I'll just let them play it out. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Night night. Have a good sleep. Talker thing.